Richard Butler presents lifestyle, real estate, and investment opportunities in the booming South Pacific. Opportunities south of the equator. Learn about the unique and voted happiest country in the world, the tax-friendly nation of Vanuatu.
This is the Real Estate Opportunity and Lifestyles of the South Pacific podcast. We've got a podcast for you about personal opportunity and financial prosperity. I'm from Melanesian Waterfront Real Estate Limited. My name is Lance Hunt, and I live here in the South Pacific Paradise Island nation of Vanuatu. As usual, I have online Richard Butler. Today, Richard's in Sydney, Australia, and he's a 2 times Trade Commissioner to Australia for the Republic of Vanuatu. He's a successful real estate developer with more than 40 years' experience. Well, hello, Richard.
Good morning, Lance. Good morning, and good morning to everybody listening to this podcast today. Well, what an exciting, exciting week we've had. Lance is fully aware of it, and I'm going to let everybody know now, but the most exciting period of time that we've had in Vanuatu for, you know, quite a number of years. As you know, jumping straight into it, of course, here, but as you know, Lance, I was lucky enough when I was the Trade Commissioner. The first time I was a Trade Commissioner, I was opened up relationship between China and Vanuatu via the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road, which was the pet project of the President of China, Xi Jinping. Now, later that 21st Century Maritime Silk Road became known as the One Belt, One Road project. And basically what it is, to make it very simple for people who might not have heard of it before, the Silk Road was a trading route from China through to Europe, which opened up and was just absolutely brilliant for both these two countries. Isn't that amazing when you think about that they used to have to track across all these different countries to get to each other? Now we're in planes and emails and, you know, chatbots and 5G and cable countries, and you're only 1.1 milliseconds away from having your email sent from Vanuatu to China or from Vanuatu to New York. It's just, communication is absolutely amazing. But what's happened is that there was a maritime Silk Road as well, where the traders used to come down from China through all the islands and, you know, Malaysia, Indonesia, Sumatra, all those sorts of islands, coming on down through the Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, Papua New Guinea, coming all the way down to, you know, Samoa and Tonga, and then of course continuing on down to New Zealand as well now. So this is actually called the Maritime Silk Road, and Vanuatu was invited, Prime Minister of Vanuatu, Carlos Saloui, was invited to his first meeting, invitation of the Chinese Premier and the Prime Minister of the Republic of Vanuatu to visit in China from May 26th to May 31st. And it was his first official visit to China as the Prime Minister of the Pacific Island nation. And this is what we're going to talk about today, because it's absolutely amazing news for everybody to have a listen to. So it was a red carpet ceremony in Beijing last Monday morning. Absolutely fabulous.
We enjoyed that article on the CGTN website about how China and Vanuatu made agreements to strengthen their Belt and Road Initiative cooperation. That Maritime Silk Road that you're talking about, apparently the Chinese have kind of renamed it, and now they're mostly referring to it as the Belt and Road Initiative. But it's still the pet project of the head people in China, as you say. And of course, in this hallmark visit that Charles Salway made to China, he had something that you ran into when you were going to go to China once before, where the Deputy Prime Minister couldn't go because the Chinese couldn't arrange for an equivalent person on their side to accompany the Deputy Prime Minister through the visit. So you had to go yourself because they could find someone equivalent to you, but they couldn't find someone on short notice equivalent to the Deputy Prime Minister.
Yes, it was a most exciting. I often say to people, Lance, and you've heard me say it, that it was the best holiday I ever had, even though it was a working holiday. They had it set up this whole series of meetings and dinners and lunches and visits to these most amazing places. And because the Deputy Prime Minister couldn't go and I went in on his behalf, I got the royal treatment. Wow, did they look after me? It was absolutely fabulous. I learned so much about China and the Chinese people. And unless you've been to China and been out into real mainland China, you're going to get quite a surprise. It's a massive, massive country, so many people. And, we were in cities there where walking around, and I didn't see another European while I was there for a couple of days, because I was really right in the heart of mainland China. In the major hotels, of course, the Western hotels, yes, there was many, many, many Westerners from all over the world in those different hotels, and it'd be quite surprising. I was actually surprised how many people are doing business with China at this point of time. And, there's people there from Germany, from America. There's people there. I mean, 95% of the iPhones are made near Guangzhou, which is basically the factories of the world. That's directly inland from Hong Kong. But this trip that our Prime Minister from Vanuatu has just done, the concept is China is willing to enhance political and mutual trust, deepening exchanges and cooperation in various fields to push forward the Vanuatu-China relationships to a new stage. He also, the Premier, also vowed to enhance coordination on the Belt Road Initiative and development strategies of Vanuatu, adding that China will encourage more Chinese enterprise to invest in Vanuatu. I'm going to repeat that. This is the President and Premier, Prime Minister of China, saying that he will encourage more Chinese enterprise to invest in Vanuatu. Now, I've got a little story I want to tell you that I came across to about a week and a half ago. The lady who is the managing director of Blackmores, the health medicine, Blackmore pills, vitamin D, vitamin B, all these different types of potions that you see in all the supermarkets, they were doing $1 million worth of business in China a year. She had her picture taken with the president of China, and they went from doing $1 million worth of business to doing $50 million worth of business, because all the stores that actually, where she had the vitamins being promoted and sold, they all put a picture of her with the Prime Minister in the front window, and people just came in and bought. It's good enough for the Prime Minister to promote it, it's good enough for me to go and buy it. And so I actually do expect to see the most amazing increase in investment coming in from China into Vanuatu. So, this has really highlighted Vanuatu's role in the South Pacific region. And the Chinese Prime Minister stressed that China will continue to strengthen communication and coordination with Vanuatu in regional and international affairs. So our Prime Minister appreciates the help and support from the island nations and hopes to enhance exchange between the governments and the two peoples. And there's some fantastic shots there for us to show, signing the five documents, including an agreement for economic and technical collaboration agreements, as well as intergovernment plans regarding the Belt Road Initiative. That's what they call it, the Belt Road Initiative, which was the 21st century maritime Silk Road. We might put up a picture of myself and I think Connie with the group when we went over there in 2014. Now, also, we can also put up the video too, Lance, in this podcast for people to watch. And Zhong Fiting, a scholar with the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, said that this is a mutually beneficial, as the oceanic country plays a key role along China's 21st century maritime Silk Road. So China wants to build a deeper relationship with South Pacific countries, including Vanuatu, to help them understand why a rising China is a good thing and a rising China can contribute to regional peace and common development. It's been 37 years since the two countries established diplomatic ties, and they have forged a closer and high-level contacts in recent years. Last November, if you've been listening to these podcasts, you would have heard me explain this to people, that last November we had APEC in Papua New Guinea. President Xi sat down with our Prime Minister during the APEC Economic Leaders Meeting, opening a new chapter in bilateral relationship. And what he basically did at that meeting, he organized, they signed an agreement for $70 million to be provided to the Vanuatu government as a soft loan for upgrading the road on Malekula Island from the airport towards our farm. Now, it's about 30 kilometres that they're doing with that particular investment, But that is actually the second stage of an investment on Malekula Island. We've already had the first stage, and I was over there, and lucky enough to be over there on the day that the Prime Minister flew in and actually opened up the official opening from the new Tar Seal Road from the airport around to where the barge comes in. And that's all been tar sealed, and drains have been put in. And now the next part is from the airport out towards our farm. And that's a $70 million cost factor. The next part after that is stage three, which will be from that position down towards where our farm is, Malekula. And I've had Chinese investors actually said to me, with that stage, we will be more than happy to start investing into your project in Malekula with you at that point of time. I'm obviously out there trying to promote that as quickly as I possibly can so we get a benefit from that. But looking ahead, experts believe that the bilateral cooperation in the tourism industry has a huge potential, and that's the pillar industry in Vanuatu, which is accounts for approximately 40% of the country's economic growth, or 40% of the income of the GDP. I actually, when you do the trickle-down effect, I actually think it's higher than 40%. I think it's probably more like 60%, even maybe a bit higher than that. I'm not an economist, but I do know after 40 years in real estate that if someone comes and spends money as a tourist, there's so many other jobs which are benefited from it. And if the person comes and buys a piece of property or a brand new piece of property, there's a couple of hundred jobs which come out of every house that's built, or block of unit apartments or whatever it happens to be. So isn't this most exciting, Lance?
Indeed, yes. Small, well, $70 million is not small, but the relatively small investment in the infrastructure of Malekula Island is game-changing for our farm. But it's the increase in tourism that's really going to have the biggest knock-on effect for the country as a whole, because as you correctly point out, employment benefits are just enormous. And as well as that, there's the families of the people who service the tourists, the people who supply things to the tourism industry, so many other ancillary sectors which benefit from the knock-on effect or flow-on effect from the increase in tourism. And the thing about China is it's one of the biggest countries in the world for tourism, the world's biggest market in outbound tourism. And so it's no wonder it's so important for Vanuatu to attract Chinese tourists.
Well, the Prime Minister of China basically said that we have to have a direct airline link between China and Vanuatu. Now, we happen to know that one of the agreements that the Prime Minister was going over there to sign was the open sky policy. We also know that our first charter planes are coming in from Guangzhou to Port Vila this month. They might have already arrived because our airport at Port Vila has now been opened, it's been widened, it's been lengthened, and we can now get direct flights coming in from all parts of Asia. And this month, in about, I think it's about 10 days, three flights a month, direct flights, will be opening up from Port Vila to Melbourne. And that's another 4 million visitors there. So it's not just the Asian market that we're going to be benefiting from. 90% of our tourists at the moment come from Australia and New Zealand. The opening up in Asia, you'll have flights coming in from Singapore, flights coming in from Hong Kong, from Guangzhou, southern China, perhaps from Beijing. But the reality of the whole situation is that this is something that Vanuatu has been waiting for well over 10 years. It's been something that Vanuatu has been working on for 5-6 years, and it's finally now at the point where we've got the Prime Minister of Vanuatu visiting on an official visit, and we'll be able to put up the video, which will show you the video that went to air in China, and it was on their Weibo, WeChat, their television. Anything to do with the government, anything to do with the Prime Minister and the President of China basically goes out nationally. So this information with regard to the video, which we'll put on this podcast, is actually gone out 0.3 billion people that China has, telling them that they really should look at having a holiday in Vanuatu, and they really should, if they're a businessman, they should really look at trying to do some business with Vanuatu. Now, if you're in Australia, I don't know if you realise this, but you might remember that the President of China visited Tasmania. The pictures of him in Tasmania were beam back to China. And Tasmania the following year had absolutely a boom in tourism. Property values increased, the demand increased. That's the sort of effect that something like this can happen. So then after our Prime Minister had this meeting, he then went down to China's Hainan province and had information and visits down there establishing a pilot free trade zone. We have been told that our papaya going into China will not be attracting trade cost. So there won't be any import tax or export tax out of Vanuatu and no import tax into China. This basically gives us the opportunity of getting our papaya, our fresh fruit, basically on these planes that are bringing the tourists coming to Vanuatu. We'll be able to put our fresh fruit in cartons and send it back to China.
Richard, I've got the joint press communique between China and Vanuatu in front of me. And what I was really struck by was point number 9, because it backs up everything you were just saying. It says the two sides agreed to step up cooperation in such areas as trade, investment, agriculture, fishery, marine resources conservation, and sustainable development. The interesting thing is that they also want to expand exchanges in areas of culture, education, tourism, and jointly hold a 2019 Year of Tourism for China and Pacific Island countries. I haven't heard of that before, the 2019 Year of Tourism for China and Pacific Island countries. So sometime in the next 6 months, we're going to have that, and that's going to make a lot of noise and attract a lot of interest to Vanuatu. It's interesting that from the Chinese side, the communique said, the Chinese side encourages more competitive and reputable Chinese companies to invest and do business in Vanuatu. Isn't that huge?
It's amazing. We should put that up on this podcast so people can actually see what it, read it and understand it as well. Please do.
Sure. Happy to put that there on the page for people to download.
Yeah. And of course, the other thing I just have to add to finalise this podcast too is that we've just had the Prime Minister of Australia in Vanuatu visiting. We've had this last week, we've actually had the Deputy Prime Minister of New Zealand in Vanuatu visiting as well. We've got enormous interest coming in from Britain as well, which has actually reopened up an embassy. The United Kingdom has reopened up an embassy in Vanuatu. Japanese, I had a meeting with the Japanese ambassador last time I was over there, about 2 weeks ago. They've opened up a embassy in Vanuatu as well, because they are actually contributing the $31 million, I am told. I haven't seen it in writing. I will report it when I do see it in writing. But they are providing the $31 million for the upgrading of the international airport in Port Vila. Hey, it's almost like a miracle of what's happening here, Aladdin's cave of benefits coming to Vanuatu. Quite frankly, I just read these communiques and I pinch myself. I cannot believe the interest that is being shown into the South Pacific. It's almost like they've just discovered it. The rest of the world has just discovered the South Pacific as a place for investment. And of course, emerging nations do show a better return on the dollar than what you receive in the Western world. It's well known, emerging nations as an investment. So anyway, look, that's today's podcast. Thank you for listening. Look forward to bringing some more exciting news as it appears on our desk with regard to all things and everything to do with investing, living lifestyle into Vanuatu. And remember, decision makers are profit takers. So please visit our websites or give me a call, give Lance a call. We're more than happy to sort of give you on the ground information about what's happening in Vanuatu. And I cannot finish without saying Pacific Haven Resort is sitting in the box seat to benefit from these increase of flights coming into Port Vila. So you should look at www.pacifichavenresort.com. Give me a call. I'm happy to tell you about what we're doing and how you can not only buy a piece of property, but also from that investment in the property, get residency or a very special deal we're doing, which is basically a bungalow and a passport package. So I look forward to hearing from you in the very near future. Hope you all have a great day.
And I can add that If you've not visited that website recently, it's a good time to do it again now because it's been expanded considerably. There's a great deal more information about the Pacific Haven Resort investment. But okay, Richard, thank you very much. That wraps up our podcast 17 this time. And listeners, we'll be talking to you next time.